Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Stafford's got a playoff win, Detroit, and unfortunately it wasn't for us, and unfortunately it also hurts the Lions' draft position. So for the most part, if you ask me, it sucks. But at the end of the day, he was a nice guy. I hold nothing against him. And I thought he was good enough to win here, and unfortunately that didn't happen. And some of these texts that are coming in are really actually, I think, kind of touching on something I hadn't even really thought about. But just a straight up jealousy. One guy saying it's like planning a trip with your ex and then somebody else gets to go on the trip and you're just watching it. You're home watching it on Facebook.
That's why you need to unfriend that person, though.
That's right.
You don't need to be watching anymore.
That's right. Well,
it's over.
We unfortunately have to watch. I guess Detroiters can choose not to watch if they so choose. With that said, shifting gears here a little bit, Jeremy Grant is going to be assigned to the Pistons G League team.
The Crews.
Yep. So this feels like one of the first steps to actually getting him traded is for him to be able to, you know, kind of return to form. And so the teams that are interested in Jeremy Grant won't hesitate to trade for Jeremy Grant.
Well, what, a few weeks away from the trade deadline in the
February
NBA?
February 10th.
Yep. So here we are on the 18th.
Yep.
23 days. So 3 weeks away. It's imperative that he is healthy.
Yep.
And that he also rounds back into form and shows that he can score, because that's what teams are looking for when it comes to Jeremy Grant. If they're going to make an offer, it's because they want a guy who can either enter the starting lineup or come off the bench and give them immediate scoring. That's what he does. Got good size. He's a good basketball player. What does it mean trade-wise for the Pistons? I don't know. This isn't a bargaining chip like having a perennial all-star.
No. But he is considered one of the most coveted guys in the league.
Yes.
As we approach a trade deadline, as you know, somebody can give you instant offense. I mean, the Pistons have just embarked on a West Coast trip. I suspect he won't join them during the West Coast trip. I would think that he would most likely, his first game back would be actually a week from today when they play Denver. So we'll see if those timelines, you know, line up, and that'll give him two solid weeks to prove that he is healthy enough and worthy of being traded. But I mean, that story last week from Shams Charania, that two dozen teams had called. It's basically, who's called the Pistons about Jeremy Grant? The NBA has called the Pistons about Jeremy Grant. I don't want to get my hopes too high, but this sounds like a very advantageous position to be in.
You would think. Yeah, you'd definitely think. But basketball trades are different. It's not like the NFL. When you're talking about trading draft picks and you feel good about it, the NBA, you don't feel good about trading for a draft pick unless it's, you know, top 15, and who knows what you get with that. So then you start looking at players. Well, what's the team really going to give you in return for Jeremy Grant? I mean, they'd have to give you a player that's either just in a logjam on the depth chart. They're hurt this year. It's not a good team, but they're hurt, so they're not going to make any impact. If you're the Pistons, what do you want? Because I want them to take a chance on a guy who's young.
On a player.
On a player, not the draft pick. Guy who's young, a lot of promise, and maybe just there's a roadblock in front of him for getting real playing time.
You're right in that draft picks aren't what they once felt like they were. And even if you do get a lottery pick, it's all like futures investments. Feels like they're bets made for so far down the road that I'd rather get a player, a logjam player.
Yeah, I want to kickstart this thing now. I want them to get something good in return player-wise. I want them to go into free agency and be able to spend money to get a good free agent to add to this lineup as well, and then go into the draft with a lottery pick and hopefully hit on another lottery pick, and you're really competitive in the next year or two.
Yeah, I don't want like a – we all talk young player with upside, but not like a – no disrespect to these guys, the Diallo or Josh Jackson, like a actual young player who just hasn't – a very young player who just was recently drafted, not someone who just kind of didn't work out, right? Like Josh Jackson was a super high draft pick. Diallo was a second-round pick, but another young guy. They brought in these Okafors and guys that were high picks that didn't work out. We brought up, you know, Patrick Williams or other guys. Like just a guy who just hasn't gotten a shot yet because he's still really green. I don't know if they can get that player in return. It's going to be really interesting to see what they get for Jeremy Grant. I don't want to have my hopes up too high, though, because it could be disappointing in the end. Just because there's half, you know, two dozen teams out there apparently calling doesn't mean they're offering the world either.
No.
So it could just be a bunch of the mediocre offers out there because they're looking at Jeremy Grant as a guy off the bench who can score and just help their playoff run. Not necessarily, you know, they're not getting a superstar in return here.
Plus, it's tough in the NBA to make trades happen because you have to make the money work because of the salary cap, and then things get real creative with that.
Looking ahead, though, I hope that the Pistons keep an open salary cap for next season. I mean, this is looking ahead, like I said, but a guy like Miles Bridges, I know locally everyone knows who he is. He's having a hell of a year. He's going to command a lot of money this offseason. That could be a guy you look at to help build around maybe a potential superstar, but... yeah, whatever they get back for Jeremy Grant, you hope it helps this team sooner rather than later. I think we're all kind of tired. We see you have Cade Cunningham, so you have a piece to build around. Sadiq Bey, possibly a two-man, right? So they have a couple pieces. Let's get this thing going here.
Unless you're Dave Bing, but you know, then you don't think Cade Cunningham is a piece.
So do you think they can get James Wiseman?
Golden State?
Yeah.
That's where I bring up the money aspect. Can Golden State take on salary?
I'd have to look at it. I mean, I would imagine they'd have to send players to Detroit.
Without having like a 20-person trade, can they make it work? Because Grant comes with a heavy price tag.
It would take some finagling, but, I mean, James Wiseman, or, I mean, we heard Patrick Williams last week.
Right.
And that was an Amari Sankofa piece, right? So I'm just looking at guys that, you know, a couple years into this league that haven't been defined yet and could still be stars. 2485-39-9797. Frank is in Utica and I 97 want a ticket. Hi, Frank. I didn't call you that. I stopped short of calling you that.
And actually, I love it.
I stopped short.
I love it.
I stopped short. Very short. I know better. 2485-39-9797. Anyway, if either of these guys, I mean, would Williams and Wiseman be the extent of where, would that be a high end of what you get back in terms of a young player? Is that wishing for too much out of this?
Is it wishing too much? No. I'm thinking... It's kind of what if you've got all these teams that are allegedly interested.
Yep,
you're gonna have to up your offer. I mean, it may just be a kick the tires call, like one of the teams called and said, "Well, what do you got? We're interested. What would it take?" And you're like, "Well, we'd take this and this." Okay, I'll get back to you.
Yeah,
and then you never call them back.
Yeah,
but I think it does speak well that there appeared to be many teams interested. Because then you get a bidding war,
which is
why it's really important for Jeremy Grant to show that he's healthy and ready to go so that more players don't come on the market before the trade deadline and maybe usurp the opportunity.
And then the other thing is this is a real test of Troy Weaver, right?
Yes.
Is Weaver going to be able to be, you know, the guy that swings the kind of deal that it feels like we've seen Yzerman swing and, quite frankly, Brad Holmes with the Stafford trade. Like, when he makes this trade, will it have a 90%+ approval rating?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.